This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A Midwest storm is expected to bring snow and freezing rain to parts of Michigan this week. The National Weather Service has issued a storm watch warning of wintry weather on Wednesday and Thursday in parts of our state. In the wake of a big snowstorm, just imagine this. City sidewalks and streets that never get caked with snow and ice. No salt, no slopping your way through slush or gingerly picking your way along on ice. That's what people in Holland have been enjoying, because Holland has heated sidewalks and heated streets. What was a daring idea and a monetary gamble certainly seems to have paid off. Former Holland Mayor Al McGeehan was a city councilman when the decision was made to install all of this. He is with us now. Welcome to the program, Al.
Hello, Cynthia, and to all your listeners. Good to be with you today.
Describe this snow melt system for us, Al. How does this work?
Well, it takes heat energy, hot water, from a power plant that we are very blessed to have had within about a quarter of a mile of our downtown. And it takes water that for many, many decades was put back into nature, hot into the lake. The idea was to capture that already heated water and run it through a spaghetti-like series of plastic piping under the streets and sidewalks.
When did the idea first came up, Al?
It came up literally in the spring of 1988, when we already had our entire downtown Main Street called 8th Street. It was already torn up. It looked like the Great Sahara Desert, because we're all sand over here. We had torn up our downtown from storefront to storefront, sidewalks, curb, gutter, street. We were putting in all new infrastructure, water, sewer, burying all the electric cable. And at that moment, just as about the time the bulldozers were starting their work to knock down things, a leading industrialist here in Holland by the name of Edgar Prince, who had seen this kind of a system used in some piazzas and plaza areas in Europe, he said, why don't we dream, could we, while the streets are torn up, could we put in a system that would use that heat energy to save us money from snow plowing and shoveling and all that? And I got to tell you, there's a line out there today when people say, well, it's not rocket science, meaning it's pretty easy. Well, believe me, back in 1988, when the idea was first launched, it was rocket science to us. We didn't know anything about it. It had never been done before in the United States. We had no idea, number one, how it worked, how we could hook it up to our power plant. We had no idea how much it was going to cost to create. And the biggest question was, how much is it going to cost to operate it and maintain it?
Well, I'm sure that was a very important question.
Well, it was to many of us on the city council.
Certainly.
But by the time June was here, a majority of the city council said, let's dare to dream big and let's give it a shot. So with a lot of folks scratching their heads saying, we're not so sure, we rolled the dice, we gambled, and from that moment until the moment I stepped down from the mayor's office in 2009, that gamble had paid off handsomely. We found out very quickly the maintenance part, which was going to be billed, the operational part that was going to be billed to property owners, was much less than anybody had anticipated. It's been a great, great story. From the initial installation, while I was in office, we put in a second and a third phase until we had tapped out all of the possible BTUs, the heat from the existing coal-fired power plant. But if you fast forward to this very moment today, there is a new gas-fired power plant going up on the other end of our downtown. And current city leaders, who will be glad to celebrate this with your listeners,
sure.
Current city leaders are now quintupling, multiplying by five the amount of space downtown that is to be heated by hot water from the turbines.
Boy, and I think of it through the years, no salt, no stress to the pavement, no risk of slip and falls. When I see the pictures of what it looks like, we wish we could see that everywhere.
Well, a lot of folks use the term public-private partnerships. That certainly is a great example of a public-private partnership, but the public snowmelt didn't quite take care of 100% of the surface area downtown. For example, you might have a city sidewalk and then a 4 or 5 foot entryway into a downtown retail establishment, and that was private property. We saw all of our downtown property owners say, wait a minute, we can capture heat from our own existing power supply, heating supply in our buildings, and we can heat that in the front entry. And then it grew into beautifully landscaped and rebuilt rear entries. We call them alternate entries here in Holland because to make a difference between front and back, you can hardly tell. It's as pretty walking in the back of one of the stores than the front. And many, many of our downtown property owners have installed snowmelt in private parking areas, as has the city gone and done some of that as well. So this is just a story that is going to continue to grow. And in the spring, when the snow finally melts, where it is around town, the city is going to have a second summer of major construction, taking snowmelt all the way from our main street on 8th Street as far south as 22nd Street. And can your listeners imagine what heated sidewalks and streets mean coming that far from your downtown, what it means to those abutting property owners, whether they are residential or retail in small neighborhood commercial areas?
Al McGeehan is the former mayor of Holland as he gives us the history of its heated sidewalks, streets, and store entries. Thanks for speaking with us, Al, and making the rest of us all pretty jealous.
Well, come on over to Holland, because the one other good thing about downtown is you will not see a single parking meter. There is no pay to park. So between heated sidewalks, it's barrier-free, and no pay to park, we're open for business. And boy, I sound like I'm still in office.
It's always there, Al. Former Mayor of Holland, Al McGeehan. Great talking with you, Al. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.